Please. That which took place, Yosef Echo, Yosef the Ben Shunim of Yankee Ravine, and his brothers who sold him into Mitzrayim. Torah Kedusha tells us, how did he get to Mitzrayim? Vayemel Yehuda Alechov, they wanted to kill him. They had put him into a bur. And Yehuda said to them, Ma betzakinaro Yisachim, if he's seen as Domoy. What will be gained from this? He wanted to save him from being killed. Therefore, Lechubinim Kerena La Yishmeili, let's go and sell him. And that way we'll save him and he'll remain alive. And then the Torah goes on to tell us that they did so. And they told Yankee Ravinu that he had been killed by a higher earth. Then the Torah says all of a sudden, by Hebrei Sahi, in the middle of telling us all these things, instead of continuing to tell us the story of Yosef HaTzadik and what he did in Mitzrayim, which the Torah does continue later, in the middle the Torah tells us about Yehuda, Vayered Yehuda Meisechov, Vayet Adisha Duromi Yishmur Chiro. Rashi says, it's a Chazal. What does the Torah mean to tell us by, in the middle of this parsha of Yosef HaTzadik, stop and tell us about Yehuda going down by Yerech, who went down at Isha Duloni? Rashi brings from Chazal, the Lame, by Yerech, doesn't mean he went down to the Isha Duloni. The Vayered means the Lame, Shehiridu Echov Migulosev. What was his Gula? Yehuda is Malchus. Yehuda is the Shevet of Malchus in Yisroel. Melech. The Melech of the Shvotim is Yehuda. They removed him from that Gula. You're not worthy of this Gula of Malchus. Why? Shero B'tzores Aviyim. When they saw what Yosef's going to Mitzrayim, and they told the father that he wasn't just missing, but that he was killed. When they saw the Tsar of Yankov Avinu, and he said, I will never accept Tanchumim, I can't be comforted, it's an eternal loss, it's a terrible loss for the future of Klal Yisroel. The whole building of the Beis Yisroel has been destroyed and disrupted. When they saw what this meant to Yankee Avinu, the Tsar that they had caused, Omru, so they said to Yehuda, Ator Mata Lanochre, you were the one that told us to sell it to the Ishmaelim and they'll be taken to Mitzrayim. Ilu Amata Lashivei, had you told us to bring him back to father, we'd have listened to you. So why didn't you tell us to do it? It's not to be understood. They were getting ready to kill it. Yehuda saves it. He says, rather than kill him, my better, we'll sell it to the Ishmaelim. What did he have in mind? In that way he'll be kept alive. Or ultimately will bring him back to his father. That's what he did. And the sheep they call, the other Shvotim, the other Achim, tell him it's your fault. You caused all this tzar. Why didn't they feel it's their fault? They had nothing to do with this tzar. If not for their plans, would he ever have gone down to Mitzrayim? And to the contrary, Yehuda was the one that saved him and kept him alive. So you have complaints against Yehuda. And you say that he's not worthy of Malchus. What did he mean by that? You have a great lesson to learn from this. Yehuda is a melech. Melech, the Rambam tells us, Nehilchus Melochim, lay melech, who lay Kol Yisroel. The heart of the melech of Klal Yisroel, that's the heart of all of Klal Yisroel. Melech doesn't mean a dictator over people. Sovereignty in Klal Yisroel is not a king of Denmark. Melech means Shliach Hashem, who lifts Klal Yisroel to feel what is Malchus Shamayim. He is the one that represents Malchus, and Malchus is Malchus Shamayim. And he, by his Malchus, by his sovereignty, by his acting as a Melech should act, he brings the recognition of Malchus Shamayim into the life of Klal Yisroel. So they said to you, you are a melech. We're all at fault. There's no question about it. But your heart, that's the heart of Klal Yisroel. Were you what you should be, you would have been able to get us to return him to our father. We see in you a criticism of Malchus. Certainly we criticize ourselves also. We didn't do the proper thing. But of you, of Melech, much more is demanded than is demanded of us. And so therefore we redo Mikdulosu. You haven't lived up to the demands and requirements of what Malchus represents in Klal Yisroel. What is this lesson that we've learned here? The lesson is that criticism is directed in accordance with the status of the one being criticized. When a melech is criticized, he can't say, why don't you criticize yourself? You did the same thing. He has to realize the criticism is addressed to the fact that you are greater than we are. That we recognize your greatness. And therefore we criticize what we have seen wrong in you. That's criticism. That's toichoche. It's a mitzvah. Toicheach, toicheach as hamisefer. Criticize your good friend, your closest friend, when you see that he goes wrong, because you're saving him from terrible troubles by the criticism. But how are you to criticize him? How are you to address him when you say and find something critical in him? Don't say, you're nothing. Get out of here. Say to him, do you know how great you are? Do you realize what this greatness places upon you in responsibility? And from that vantage point, go on and point out to him, look what you've done. Is that proper for one as great as you? That's the way criticism has to be addressed. Tochoche has to uplift a person, not degrade him. Tochoche doesn't mean that if you see your friend doing something wrong, you're not a mensch. Get away from me. You have to go over to him and tell him, you're a ben Yisroel. You're a great mensch. And for one as great as you are, This is not the proper thing to do. So he feels completely different, and he's open to the criticism. But if you tell him, you're not an inch, get away! So that brings out a reaction in him of sinning. He doesn't want to accept the criticism. That's a poshut in Mishle. Hoichach v'chochom v'yeovet. Criticize the chochom and he will love you. Al toichach leitz. Don't criticize leitzing. Pen yisnoek or lest he will hate you. So it would seem from the poshut that we're talking here about two different people. About a leitz and about a chochom. And Shlomo HaMelech, who was a chochom, said, always seek to criticize the chochom. Then he'll like you. Never criticize a leitz. He doesn't know how to accept criticism. The Al-Sheikh HaKodesh says, no, that's not the pshat. The posik is teaching us a very great lesson in human nature. There is no person on earth who doesn't have chochma in him. And at the same time, there's no person on earth who doesn't have letz in him. The question is that when you approach him to criticize something that you've seen wrong in him, what should be your approach? Should you approach him from the letz that's in him? Yishnoeko. It will end up in creating hatred against you. You know what you have to do? Hoichach v'chochom. Every person has a tzad chochma in himself. He has ma'ayos. And especially if he's a ben Yisroel, b'nei kelchoy, go over to him. Point out to him his ma'ayos. Do you realize who you are? Do you realize your greatness? Do you realize your potential? And look what you're doing. You're destroying your greatness. Then not only will he accept the criticism, he'll be thankful forever to you. He'll love you. You've made him into what he should be. I recall that I was once told that the Alter von Slabodka, it's a thing with Roche, and Dr. Hirsch Winkel, once called over a bocher in Yeshivik in Slabodka. He was later a Talmid Chochom Godel in a Rosh Yeshiva here in the United States, passed away in Eretz Yisroel. He called him over and he said to him, shouted at him, you harvest the Chavik and the Meir Simchim. You're killing the Semeya. He looked at him astounded. Shemeyach is way out in Tvinsk, and I'm here in Slabodka. When I come to the Shemeyach, I'm nowhere near it. So how in the world can I kill it? Where am I killing the Shemeyach? And he gave the courage to ask the Rebbe, what does the Rebbe mean? Since I'm killing the Shemeyach. So he said, don't you understand what I'm telling you? Do you realize your potential? You can become as great as the Shemeyach. And you're acting in such manner that you're killing that potential in yourself. You're not killing the Shemeyach in Tvinsk. You're killing the Shemeyach within yourself. That's the Shemeyach that you're killing. That left an indelible impression upon him throughout his lifetime. He didn't become an Ashameach, but he developed to the fullest potential the kriches that Hashem Yisborah had blessed him with. Why? Because the criticism was addressed to him from the vantage point of Hoichach v'chochom. Do you realize who you are? Do you realize what Hashem Yisborah has blessed you with? And now look at what you're doing. You're killing these good things that you possess. That's what criticism means. Our criticism is given. Why do I tell you all these things? I don't really know whether you understand what I've been saying here. But there will be a day in the future when you'll be mature enough to understand something of what I've said to you. Why am I telling you this? Because you hear over and over again criticism of yourself. You never hear, and you never feel a pat on the cheek that's usually given to a little baby. You never get that. When you do hear, criticism. This isn't in order. That isn't in order. Terrible. And I imagine that you begin to wonder many times, it's too strict. Too much discipline. They want too much of me. So I just want to tell you, why do we do this? Because we realize much more than you do who you are. We see the chochem in each and every one of you. We see that great potential of being developed into an Odom Godel. Every one of you can become a person in Klal Yisrael who will be a source of pride, not only to his parents and to himself, but to Klal Yisrael as a whole. Everyone who finds himself in the atmosphere of the yeshiva is blessed with that potential. And because you are great in that, therefore we demand, live up to your greatness. Live up to your potential. Don't destroy that which Hashem Yisborach has blessed you with. It's the teichocheh for the chochom. I know that you're still young, and you don't even realize what chochom is, and certainly you don't realize that you're chachomim. But you can rely on us, that every one of you has within himself a potential chochem. And we'd like to see that chochem grow and develop. We're not interested in having the lets within everyone grow and develop. We're not criticizing the lets. We're criticizing the chochem. That's the lesson contained in this sedre with Yehuda, Yehuda, Yehuda. They were all at fault, and yet they demanded of him much more than they demanded of themselves. Why? Because Melech HaTor, we're not Melochim, you are the Melech, and your heart beats for the heart of Klal Yisroel. So we demand of you what we don't demand of ourselves. It was a terrible criticism. It was a terrible punishment. But did it come from Sinai Kasvisholim? It came from Ave, because the brothers respected and loved Yehuda. From him there is to grow forth Malchus Beis Yisrael, David Melech Yisrael, Chai Mikhailam, from whom Mashiach will grow forth. That's what you are. That's why we're criticizing you and demanding of you what we don't demand of ourselves. Every Bentayre in Klal Yisroel is a Melech in Klal Yisroel. He's a Melech to the power of Torah. Torah endows him through the learning of Torah with a Malchus that others do not to our sorrow possess. Therefore, it is demanded of the Melech to act in accordance with what Malchus should bring forth. And when one realizes that this is criticism, that this is the purpose of the criticism, then it becomes Hoychach L'Chochom Yehim. It brings forth love. Oyeh toichocho chocham. He who loves teichoche, he who respects criticism, that's an indication of the fact that he's a chochem. He sees where the criticism is directed, but it has to be directed. Get out of here! That's not talking to a chochem. That's talking to a lens. To a chochem, you say, come here. You realize who you are? How come you did this? Is this in accordance with your potential? Is this in accordance with your chokhmah? Really? Do you consider me that good? I'm going to strive for it. Maybe when you will begin to realize these things, and we have such things as regulations in a yeshiva, in a machine. We have curfews in a machine. And bochim don't seem to understand, what do you need this business for? You need a curfew for? What's the gavol? Be up another hour. And then be sleepy in the morning. Oversleep the davening. Fall asleep in the shiur. So what? But when one is a chochom, then there is no such thing as shuvah. I can grow to such potential. I can become an Sameach. And I'm killing it. That's the purpose of regulations. That's the purpose of rules in a yeshiva. That's the purpose of hanhogah teyuvah. I say this among other things in order to call your attention, and we will do so with the yeshiva also, because you're not the only ones who need it. As a matter of fact, as long as you're in the mechina, you are more or less disciplined, Baruch Hashem. It's when we lose that discipline of mechina where the trouble starts. But after all, when you see things being destroyed, you see a lock broken. You see a door broken off its hinges. Why? Because what do I have to use my hands to open the door? I have a foot, so I kick it open. And I break glass that's guaranteed to be unbreakable. Sure, it's guaranteed to be unbreakable where you use it as it should be used. But where you open this glass door with the foot instead of with a hand, there's no glass that can be guaranteed against it. Is that the type of discipline that we should discipline ourselves with? Are we chas v'sholem shkotzim, or are we bnei Yisroel, bnei keilim hoy? Are we just the run of the mill, or are we the chosen ones, the bnei teira of Ador, upon whom there depends the future of Klal Yisroel? Mashiach is waiting for you. Show your stuff, and I'll be ready to come. Is that what you call showing your potential? To open a door with feet instead of with your hands? That's only one example. A lot of business like that. So I'm critical of it. Does it mean I'm critical because I don't like you? If I didn't like you, I'd let you do these things, and who cares? I've got other things to worry about. But because I do like you, and I know that you can become great, is not only uncritical. When I see such things. And if you would realize what this means, so when you would leave the mechina and enter the yeshiva, you wouldn't look at entering the yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, potter from the shackles of the Mechina. Now I'm free to act as I wish. These packets, should those was in yeshiva, it's difficult to keep people to realize that they have to be self-disciplined. Discipline doesn't mean continually to be criticized that I'm not acting in accordance with my potential. It means I have to be self-critical. I have to view myself at all times. Give myself a cheshbon nefesh. Am I acting in accordance with the power given to me by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Am I or am I not? That's the purpose of criticism. To create a mensch. Do you know that when David HaMelech spoke to his son Shlomo, and again it's a question of malchus, what did he tell him? V'chazakto, when you take over, strengthen yourself, v'yisho le'ish, and you shall be a man. Sounds like an American bar mitzvah, the Russian. You've reached 13 years and you have to be a man. But he was long beyond 13 years, Leman Belichick. But he saw the ish. What do we mean by that? So Rabbi Saul Salanter once said, it's a very interesting story. Saul Salanter's son-in-law, Rabbi Eliezer, who was the Dayan in Vilna, a Gaon Elul, picked Rabbi Chaim Eizer as a Chalina Lebroche for his future son-in-law. A cosmic, his daughter. So he wanted to show that he saw Salanta what kind of a chosn he picked, how great this chosn is. He was 19 years old at the time, the Chaim Eizer. So he sent to the Gisor Salanta a kuntres of Chidushi Teir that the Chaim Eizer had written. He got a letter back from his father-in-law, the Gisor Salanta. I see from the kuntres as a Tim Lerner. He's a terrific scholar. But there's one thing that you haven't written me at all. Is he a mensch? You didn't write me whether he's a mensch. Sends him a kuntres as I'm gone to 19 years and he didn't tell him that he's a mensch. What then is he? A higher oil, Chasmishol. Shlomo HaMelech was told by Dovid, and that's what he wrote in there, in the Shlomo Salam. He didn't tell him the Chazakta of Yisha Legon. He didn't tell him the Chazakta of Yisha Lepidesuf. Become a great thinker, a philosopher. The Chazakta of Yisha Leish. Take all that you possess, all that Hashem Yisbolach has blessed you with, all the Kekas HaNefesh that go into your being, and make of yourself an ish. If you'll make yourself into an ish, so you'll be a goal, and a tzaddik, and a pidesuf, and all that goes along with it. And you, he wrote him, you haven't mentioned a word about the ish. That's what I'm interested in. That's what we're interested in. The purpose of yeshiva is not to make geonim, to make tzaddikim, but to make anoshim, to create the ish, the potential of ish in each and every individual. And if he will be an ish, he will then develop all the kriyas hanefesh that Hashem Yisbarach has given him. If he's been given the koyach of ge'enes b'teire, he'll become the goor. If he's been given the koyach of being able to write teire properly, his ksivas hateire will be recognized by an entire world. If he's been blessed with depth of thought in machshavas hateire, it will be brought forth in shmuas, and the world will stand with mouths open. The grace of Pirishuthi Deire Ret. Why? Because the Ish grows forth in all his facets. But the first thing is, Bechazakto Vo Yisho Le'ish. That's the purpose of being in a Mokon Teire, of being in a Yeshiva. That's the goal. Nothing else is desired, and nothing else is wanted. You may think, nothing big about that. They want me to be a human being? Yes. We'd like you to be nothing more than that. That's what we'd like you to be. And we feel that if each and every one of you will bring forth to the fullest of his ability your potential in becoming an Ish, with which Hashem Yisborach has blessed each and every one of you, then we have no doubts whatsoever that everyone will be a Godel B'Teire, everyone will be a Tzadik B'Yire, and everyone will be a great Bagdas. His Machshove will be in depth, will be a person who will be able to advise others, who will lead others, who will show them the way out of the Gehenna that modern life represents for all of us. That's the purpose of being an Yeshiva. And that's the purpose of all the criticism that is directed against you. It's directed to the Chochem within you. It's directed to that Chochem that each and every one of you has potential for becoming. We want that to grow forth. That's the criticism that's directed toward you. If you will understand this, not today, I don't think you reach the stage in your development to be able now to understand this. But if you will understand this at a future date, you will then be able to look back and say, now I realize what my Rebbe wanted. And oh, how wonderful they were. This has happened time and time again. Bochrim didn't like criticism when they were in the yeshiva. And now for life, they married, had families. And they told us, if not for all that criticism that I thought at the time was merely an expression of dislike to me, so I wouldn't know how to raise a family today. But thanks to the fact that you felt that there was something in me that can be brought forth, and therefore you criticized me, so I'm now able to hand on that criticism to my own children and bring forth in them what I feel can be brought forth. This has happened time and time, over and over again. But when does it happen? Later. Many times that later is a little bit too late. You have to grab onto it even before you begin to understand. Take it for granted that if Rosh Yeshiva tell you that this is what criticism means, they're already older individuals. They've seen a lot of life that you haven't yet been zeichet to see. And it is out of that experience of living that they speak. After all, Chazal say that you have to rise in respect for an old goy, zok naramoy. And Rashi says, because he has been trained through the experience of life. So if you have a Rebbe who has gone through quite a bit of life, you can rely on the fact that that experience of living has put a lot of da'as and understanding into him. And take it from him when you have time, when you're young. Don't let yourself wait until old age. You've lost the opportunity then of a lifetime. And all this that we've been speaking about is contained in this Hoyridum Idulosehem. They criticized him. You are at fault, not us. Of you we demand more, because you're greater. You're Melech, and therefore you have to be what a Melech has to be. Bring forth that potential. You don't bring it forth, you're not worthy of the houses that is yours. If you take things in that manner, if you begin to develop yourself along these lines, that each and every one of you is ready for a future of godliness in whatever field Hashem Yisbarach will later place you. But you will be g'doylim b'toyre, g'doylim b'yire, g'doylim b'das Hashem. You'll be a source of pride for yourselves and for all of Klal Yisrael.